Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
The first Mishnah in Yoma begins with the din Shivas Yomim Kodem Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol MiBeisoy LeLishkas Parhedrin. The Gemara learns this out of the parasha of Miluim. Aaron and his sons had to stay for 7 days by the Pesach Oil Moed. The pasuk says, "Upesach oil moed teishvu yoimam v'layla," and it says over there, "Kasher also b'yoim hazeh tiva Hashem laso yislechaper aleichem." From here, we learn that there's another time when prisha is necessary. That the Gemara explains is the Kohen Gadol; he needs prisha 7 days before Yom Kippurim. The Gemara also learns about the Kohen Hasirif as Apara; he also needs prisha 7 days before the Parah Aduma is brought. Now, in this line of the Mishnah, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol MiBeisoy LeLishkas Parhedrin, it's mevur later on that there are really two independent dinim over here. There's one din that we have to be mafrish the Kohen Gadol and send them to the Lishkas Parhedrin. That's the din that's learned out of the Miluim, that he has to go to Amakan Kadosh for 7 days. And there's an additional din that Mafrishin Oisei MiBeisoy. MiBeisoy means MiIshtoy, that he has to be separated from his wife. This we see from the Gemara later on in Daf Vav. The Gemara asks, MiBeisoy Lama Piresh. Rashi over there explains, why can't the Kohen Gadol bring his wife along with him when he goes to Lishkas Parhedrin? On this, the Gemara answers, because we're choshesh that he'll be ba'al ishtoi, he'll live with his wife, and it will turn out that she's in Nida, and the Kohen Gadol will become tamei for 7 days, and he won't be able to do the Avoida on Yom Kippur. So it's clear from the Gemara over there that there are two separate dinim. One din that he has to go to the Lishkas Parhedrin, that's learned out of the parasha of the Miluim, and for that din alone, it would have been okay for his wife to come along with him. And a second din that he has to be separated from his wife, that is nothing to do with the parasha of Miluim. That's for a different reason, like the Gemara says, because we're chayshir said it'll be baal ishta even timtza nida. Now, where exactly was the Lishkas Parhedrin? This is an issue which is discussed in the Rishonim. Tosis speaks about it in a few places, and the Achronim speak about it. Where was the Lishkas Parhedrin exactly? Was it b'mokom kodesh, or was it not b'mokom kodesh? So by the Miluim, it says that Aaron Ubanov had to be Pesach Oyel Moed. That's the chotzer of the Mishkan, which is called the Azara. There's a Kedusha over there called the Kedushas Azara. And the Pashas would be that the Kohen Gadol as well should be Hufrash to a place which has the Kedushas Azara. Now Tosis over here in Ersugyo, Dibar Maschul U'maishna, Tosis starts off with a Kasha. Why was it necessary to have two separate lishakos, one for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, and one for the Kohen Hasirif as Apara? Why can't we use one lishka for both purposes? And in the first Teretz, Tosfos says that we wanted the Lishkas Beis HaEven to be used exclusively for the Kohen Hasirif as Apara. We wanted to give it a distinct name of Lishkas Beis HaEven to remind us that we could only use Klei Avanim over there, which cannot be Mekabel Tomo, and we did not want to use it for any other purpose, so that it should be a heker to the one that's using it and staying there for 7 days before to make sure that he's careful from any type of Tomo. The second Teretz Tosfos says that there's a reason why we wanted the Lishkas Parhedrin and the Lishkas Beis HaEven to be two different rooms, because we wanted Bedafka that they should be in two different locations. The room of the Lishkas Parhedrin, that Tosfos says, was B'mokom Kodesh, because it was for the Kohen Gadol who was going to go Lifnai U'Lifnim. He was going to do Avodah B'mokom Kodesh. So therefore the Lishka that he's staying in beforehand should also be B'mokom Kodesh. Whereas the Kohen Hasirif as Apara, he's going to do Avodah B'chutz, B'har HaMishcha. Therefore, we want his room to be bechutz, not inside the Azara. Now, the Lashon of Tosfos is that the Lishkas Parhedrin was benuya b'kodesh, meaning it was built within the perimeter of the Azara. However, Tosfos does not say mefurish whether it actually had the kedusha of the Azara or did not have the kedusha of the Azara. All Tosfos says is that it was benuya b'kodesh. Now, Tosfos later on in Chesam and Beis, Dibur Maschol de Ireb Chanino, he does discuss this issue, whether the Lishkas Parhedrin had a Kedushas Azara or not. And Tosfos over there raises an issue that we have a klal, Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara, Ela Lemalchei Beis David Bilvad. No one is allowed to sit in the Azara except for Malachim of Beis David. They do have a heter to sit inside the Azara. And therefore Tosfos was bothered by, how can we send the Kohen Gadol for 7 days to the Lishkas Parhedrin to a place where he cannot even sit down, and surely he can't sleep over there? If it had Kedushas Azara, it's Asr B'Yeshiva. And Tosis has two mahalchim to answer this problem. The first mahalach Tosis says that the Lishkas Parhejin was Bnuya Bakodesh, but Psucha Lechoil. It was built within the perimeter of the Azara, but its Pesach, the opening, was to the direction of Choil, to a place which did not have Kedushas Azara. Now the rule is that any room which is in the vicinity of the Azara, if you want to determine whether it had the Kedushas Azara or not, so the din is that it's not dependent on whether it was built within the perimeter of the Azara, whether it was Bani Bekoidesh, rather where the Pesach was, how you got into that room. If you got into that room from a place which had the Kedushas Azara, then the room also has Kedusha. And if you get into it from Choil, from a place which does not have the Kedushas Azara, then that room also does not have Kedushas Azara. In other words, it goes by the Pesach and not by where it was built. And therefore, Tosis in the first Teretz holds that it was Pesuach L'Choil, therefore did not have Kedushas Azara, and that was why the Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit there. And nevertheless, Tosis says, it's still called that the Kohen Gadol was Hufrash to Amokon Kodesh. It's still called that we're separating him to an area which is Kodesh, just like Miluim, where he had to be separated to an area which is Kodesh. Because it was Bani B'Kodesh, it was in the perimeter of the Azara, that's enough to be called a Prisha to Amokon Kodesh. In the second Teretz, Tosis says the opposite, that really it was Bonui B'Choil, and it was Pesuach L'Kodesh. And even though the rule would be that in this case it is Kodesh, and therefore it should be Aser B'Yeshiva, still Tosis says there are certain exceptions where the din is that the Kedusha is dependent on where it was built and not on the Pesach, and therefore Tosis wants to be Mechadish that as far as the din of Yeshiva B'Azara, also, the determining factor will not be where it was open to, rather where it was built. So if it was Bani B'Choil, even though it was Pasuach L'Kodesh, so it will be Mutar B'Yeshiva. Now, according to this second pshat, it's more understood why it's considered a Prisha to Amokon Kodesh. The Kohen Gadol is actually going to a place which has Kedushas Azara, similar to the Miluim, where Aaron and his sons were in a place which had Kedushas Azara. But nevertheless, Tosis takes care of the problem, how was it Mutar B'Yeshiva, by saying that it was Bani B'Choil, and that would be enough to say that it was Mutar B'Yeshiva. Now Tosis by us, on Daf Beis, he uses the lashon that the Lishkas Parhejin was Bani B'Kodesh. He doesn't say that it actually had Kedusha, he just said that it was built B'Kodesh. This would be much more like the first Teretz of Tosis on Daf Ches, that it was Bani B'Kodesh but Pesuach L'Choil, and it actually did not have Kedusha Sa'azara. And therefore it was Mutar B'Yeshiva, but it was still called a Prisha to Amokon Kodesh. Now the Gvura Sari, will Be'ezus Hashem be quoting the Gvura Sari quite often. He's the premier Achrein on Masechtas Yuma. Many important points on the sugya are discussed by the Gvura Sari, and many other Achreinim quote him. So he discusses at length this Nekuda, did the Lishkas Parhejin actually have Kedushas Azara or not? So he discusses it later on in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and he quotes Tosfos, and he says, Tosfos that says that the Lishkas Parhejin was only Bonri B'Kodesh, but it was Pesuach L'Choil, and did not actually have Kedushas Azara. So he says, this Tosis is very difficult to understand. The Parshas would be, since we learn out Prisha from Miluim, and by Miluim, Aaron and his sons were in a place which did have Kedushas Azara, so surely the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol will also have to be to a place that has Kedushas Azara. And he wants to be Mechadish, that this Tosis fits only L'Shitasai to that which Tosis says on Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosis over there in Dibra Maschil, Nichnasu Mayim Tachas Dam. Tosis wants to say that the whole limud from Miluim is not really a limud Dairaiso, it's only a Asmachto, and the Din Prisha is only a Din Darbonon, it's not Dairaiso. And he says, only if you learn like that can you possibly say that the Lishkas Parhejin was not really in a Mokim which had Kedushas Azara. If you learn it's a limud Gomor and it's a din Dairaiso, then surely you will have to say that the Lishkas Parhedrin had Kedushas Azara, just like by the Miluim. And therefore the Gvura Sari himself continues and he says, surely the Pashtus is not like that which Tosis says on Daf Dalet, rather that there is a limud Gomor and the din Prisha is Dairaiso, and therefore the Lishkas Parhedrin will be a place that had Kedushas Azara. And as far as the Kasha of Ein Yeshiva Ba'Azara, so he says that the Kohen Gadol did not have to be in the Lishkas Parhedrin constantly. Rather, during the day, that had to be his primary location. But in a Chanami, he could go out of the Lishkas Parhedrin to sit down or to sleep, that he did in a different place. This is a chiddush that the Gevura Sari says, that the Kohen Gadol did not sit and sleep inside the Lishkas Parhedrin. Rather, he had to go out every time he wanted to sit down or go to sleep. Now, what does Rashi hold about this? So there's a Rashi on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, on the Gemara we mentioned before, the Gemara that asks, "Mi beisay lama pireish, why can't the Kohen Gadol's wife come along with him to Lishkas Parhedrin?" So Rashi over there explained, he says, "Al karchach Lishkas Parhedrin lehoisa kedusha." Either way, the Lishkas Parhedrin did not have kedusha, she'en yeshiva ba'azara, el malchi beis David. It couldn't be that the Lishkas Parhedrin had kedusha, because then the Kohen Gadol would not be able to sit there. And therefore the Gemara asks, that let the Kohen Gadol's wife come along with him, meaning to say, since anyways the Lishkas Parhedrin did not have Kedusha Sa'azara, so his wife should be able to come along with him, and he should even be Mutter B'tashmish over there in the Lishkas Parhedrin. Now Tosis over there in Daf Vav asks Akasha on Rashi. He says, even if it's true that the Lishkas Parhedrin did not have Kedusha Sa'azara, but still the din is that anywhere on Har HaBayis, which is Machne Leviyah, is Osir to a Baal Keri. So even if the Lishkas Parhedrin did not have Kedusha Sa'azara, but at least it had Kedushas HaRabayis, and if so, still the Kohen Gadol would not be Mutter B'tashmish over there with his wife. A Baal Keri is Usur to be there. And therefore Tosis wants to be Mechadish, that at this point of the Gemara, when the Gemara wants to say that his wife should come with him, the Gemara means that we should make the Lishkas Parhedrin in a place that does not even have Kedushas HaRabayis. Tosis says, like the Mechilois, one of the tunnels under the Harabais, the din is that when Rechilois were not Niskadish, they don't even have Kedushas Harabais, they're not considered part of Machne Leviyah. So the Gemara was asking, let's make the Lishkas Parhedrin in a place which does not have Kedushas Harabais, and then the Kohen Gadol's wife could come with him, and he'll even be Mutter B'tashmish. On that, the Gemara answers that for a different reason, we don't want the Kohen Gadol to be with his wife, we're afraid that he'll be Boyal Nida, and therefore, Einachanami L'maskono. Once the Gemara anyway says that there's no option of bringing his wife along with him, so then we don't have to say that the Lishkas Parhedrin was in a place which does not have Kedushas HaRabayis. And then we go back to the two Mahalchim of Tosis and Daf Ches Amud Beis, that either was Bani B'Kodesh and Pasuach L'Chayil, or the opposite, it was Bani B'Chayil and Pasuach L'Kodesh. Now there's an important point we see from the Havmin of the Gemara according to the way Tosis learns. Tosis learned that there was a Havamino, that the Lishkas Parhedrin could be in a place which does not even have Kedushas HaRabayis. And the Shaila is, how exactly do we define Prisha? Even if we'll say that it does not have to be exactly like it was done by Shivas Memiluim, where Aaron and his sons were in a Mokim which had Kedushas HaZara, even if we'll say here we don't need Kedushas HaZara, but how can we possibly say that it does not even have to have Kedusha of HaRabayis? What is Prisha then? Doesn't Prisha mean that you have to be mafishim to a place that has some type of Kedusha? And like we mentioned before, Prisha does not mean separating him from his wife. That's a separate din. Like we mentioned before, the Gemara has a Havmina to say his wife could come along with him to the Makam of Prisha. So the Shaila is, what is the essence of Prisha? What is the minimum requirement for something to be called Prisha if we see here in Tosfos that it does not even have to have the Kedusha of Har HaBayis? So the Chazon Ish is really bothered by this Shaila. He asks, if Prisha could even be in Machne Yisrael, it doesn't even need to be done in Machne Leviyah, so what exactly is the mitzvah of Prisha? And he says in Loshen, V'tzorach loymar, d'biyichud mokoim, v'einay rashai lotzeis misham, miskayi mitzvahs Prisha, v'gam hu samoch lemokoim kedusha. The Chazon Ish seems to say, the Ikur Yisoid of Prisha is that he goes to a designated place where he stays for 7 days and doesn't leave there. That's what mitzvah's Prisha is. And then the Chazon Ish adds, also it's Samoch L'Mokim Kedusha. That's not so defined what exactly is considered close enough to a Mokim Kadosh to be considered Prisha. But Al Kapanim, the Mashmois of the Chazon Ish is that the Ikur Inyan of Prisha is that he should go to a designated place. This is Muchach from the Havmin of the Gemara according to the way Tosfos learns. Now there's a Lashon of Rashi on the top of Ches Amud Beis. Rashi also defines what exactly is Prisha. And Rashi says that he should be Nivdal Mikol Kalus Reish, Shechala Alov Ema B'Havdalosei Min HaBriyos. Rashi says the Inyan of Prisha is that the Kohen Gadol should be separated from any Kalus Reish. And that's accomplished, that Ema is accomplished B'Havdalosei Min HaBriyos by the fact that the Kohen Gadol is separated from other people. This Rashi would be mashma that the Ikur Yisoid of Prisha is that the Kohen Gadol should be separated from people, and through that, the Kohen Gadol reaches a level of Ema, of fear, which prepares him for the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Now this definition of Rashi is not so clear-cut, because we see on Daf Ches Amud Beis, as well as on Daf Vav Amud Beis, that other people were allowed to come into the Lishkas Parhedrin. So what exactly is the definition of havdalosei min abriyos, of separating the Kohen Gadol from other people? But al kaponim, we have different stadim to define what exactly is prisha. The pashtus would have been that prisha means that the Kohen Gadol goes to a makom which has kedusha. However, as we said, according to Tosis on Daf Vav, there's a havamina that the makom prisha does not have to have any kedusha bechlal. And there we have to say, like the Chaznish says, that the ikur prisha is that the Kohen Gadol should be in one designated place for the entire 7 days. And the Chaznish adds that it should be close to a makom kodesh. Rashi and Daf Ches seems to say that the essence of prisha is that the Kohen Gadol should be in a place where he's separated from other people. Now there's another nidain which is discussed in the Achrayinim. We mentioned the words of the Chazanish. The Chazanish says, "Biyichud mokaim ve'enei rashai lotzis misham miskay mitzvas prisha." The Chazanish sounds like the Kohen Gadol cannot leave for the entire 7 days from the Lishkas Parhedrin. Now we mentioned already from the Gvura Sari that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to leave the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Gvura Sari holds that the Kohen Gadol had to sleep in a different place. And Pashas the Chaznish also doesn't mean that he didn't leave there Bechlal. Now there's a Sfasemes in the beginning of the Masechta who discusses this Shailah, and he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara is talking about Mitzvahs Yeshiva Sukkah. There the Pasuk says, Basukkahs Teishvu Shivas Yomim. And the Gemara says, we learn Teishvu, which is said by Sukkah, from the word Teishvu, which is said by Miluim. Just like by Miluim it says, Pesach Oyel Moi Teishvu Yomim V'Laylo, also Teishvu by Sukkah requires a Yeshiva Yomim V'Laylo. Now the Sfasema says, we know by Sukkah the din is that a Tashmish of Arai is mutter outside of the Sukkah. Only Tashmish Kavua has to be done inside the Sukkah. So the Sfasema says, if we learn Sukkah from Miluim, then we have to assume that by Miluim that was true as well. Aaron and his sons did not have to be by the Pesach Oyel Moed 24 hours a day. Their Ikar residence had to be there, but they were allowed to leave there Ba'ofin Arai. And if so, the Sfasema says, the same would be true by the preacher of the Kohen Gadol. His Ikar Mokoim has to be the Mokoim preacher, the Lishkas Parhedrin. But he can leave once in a while Ba'ofin Arai. Now the truth is, this is already Mefurish in the Tosfos Hashanim on Daf Vav. We mentioned the Gemara over there that says, Mi beisai lama piresh. Rashi learns the Gemara means to ask, why can't the Kohen Gadol bring his wife along with him to Lishkas Parhedrin? The Tosfos Hashanim over there has a different pshat. Mi beisai lama piresh means, why does the Kohen Gadol have to be separated from his wife? Let him go home and be meshamish mitasai. Then he'll be toivel and wait for Harav Shemesh and then come back to the Lishkas Parhedrin. So why was it necessary for him to be piresh from Tashmish for the 7 days? And the Tosfos Hashanim says it's poshut that the Kohen Gadol does not have to be in the Lishkas Parhedrin 24 hours a day. So al kaponim, we see already from the Tosfos Hashanim that he held, like the Sfasemes and like the Gvura Sari, that the Kohen Gadol does not have to be 24 hours a day in the Lishkas Parhedrin. And Pashas the Chaznish as well, even though he says that the Ikar Yisoid of Prisha is that the Kohen Gadol should be in one place for the 7 days, he doesn't mean that the Kohen Gadol cannot leave Bechlal. Now we'll move on to the second din of the Mishnah. What type of psul are we concerned about? So Rashi says, we're afraid the Kohen Gadol will become tamei with Tumas Keri or some other type of tumah. Now we'll see later on, there is a possibility that we'll use this second Kohen Gadol to take over for the first Kohen Gadol in other cases, not only in the case when the Kohen Gadol becomes tamei. But it would seem, at least from Rashi, that the Ikar Chshash, the main thing that we're concerned about, is a psul of the Kohen Gadol becoming Tamei. Now what does the Mishnah mean, Maskin loy Kohen Acher Tachtav? We prepare another Kohen to take over in case the Kohen Gadol becomes Psul. What type of preparation is needed for the second Kohen Gadol? So the Tosfos Hashanim over here, Dibar Maschol Maskinon, so he says, Lahaskin loy Bigdei Zohav Kimi Dosei. The preparation that's necessary is to get other begodim, the shmeinah begodim that a Kohen Gadol needs to wear, which will fit for the second Kohen Gadol. And the Tosfos Hashanim quotes the Gemara in Psachim, Kimidasai shlayechser v'layoysir, the din is that the bigdei kahuna have to fit the Kohen, or the Kohen Gadol. If not, then the avodah is possel. So we have to prepare shmeinah begodim for the secondary Kohen Gadol. And the Tosfos Hashanim adds, ulazhirai lishmar atzmei b'tayra, to tell him to make sure that he stays tar. And he continues with Dafka Maskinon. This is the only preparation that's necessary. He quotes the Gemara later on in Daf Gimel Amud Beis that the second Kohen Gadol does not need Prisha. We don't say that since he might end up doing the Avodah, he also should be Pirish for 7 days before Yom Kippur. Because the Mishnah is Meduik Maskinon, it doesn't say Mafrishin. And the Gemara proves from this that the Prisha of 7 days is not Ma'akev the Hechshir Avodah. If Avodah will be done by a Kohen Gadol who is not Pirish for 7 days, still the Avodah will be kosher. That's Muchach from the fact that we weren't Mafrish the second Kohen Gadol, even though he might end up doing the Avodah. His Avodah will be kosher, even though he never did Prisha. Now in the Sefer Siach Yitzchok, which is an early Achrayin from 250 years ago on Meseches Yuma, it's one of the basic Sfarim on this Mesechta, so he speaks about this Tosis Hashanim, and he says the Mashmais is that we're concerned about the Shmoinim Begadim, the Big Day Zohav, which the Kohen Gadol uses during some of the Avodas on Yom Kippur, and we're not concerned about the Big Day Lavan, which he uses for other Avodas on Yom Kippur. When he goes to Fnai Lufnim, then he doesn't wear the Shmoinim Begadim, he wears Big Day Lavan. And he says the Pashtus is because since he was a Kohen Hedyot and he always did Avodah wearing Big Day Lavan, so if he has to take over during the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, so for the Avodahs which have to be done with Big Day Lavan, that he has already his Big Day Lavan from when he was a Kohen Hedyot. But the Avodahs that have to be done with Shmoinu Begadim, for that he does not have the Big Day Zohov, so that's what we have to prepare for this Kohen before Yom Kippur. However, the Siach Yitzchak says this should be Tali in a Machlokes Tanoim on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis about the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot. We know that the Avnet of a Kohen Gadol was made out of a number of materials, it was Klayim. And we also know that the Avnet that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur when he went Lufnai Lufnim, that was made out of boots, it was made out of linen. However, this Machlokes about the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot, this is not Mefurish in the Pasuk what it was made out of. One man Domer holds it was made out of Klayim also, just like the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol. And the other man Domer holds it was made out of boots, out of linen, like the rest of the Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. And therefore the Siach Yitzchak says that Bishlma, if you hold that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made out of boots, so then Enechanami, he has the four Begadim necessary in case he'll have to do the Avodah Lifnei Lufnim, he has the Big Day Lavan that are needed for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. But if you hold the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot was made out of Klayim, so he doesn't have an Avnet made out of linen, L'chaira, we should have to prepare that for him as well, an Avnet made out of linen in case he has to do the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So this is the point that the Siach Yitzchak makes about the Tosis Hashanim. Now in the Sefer Shmuis Chaim, a contemporary Sefer on Meseches Yuma, he makes an additional point that there's a machlokes between the Mishnah Lemelech and the Minchas Chinuch. Can the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur use the same Big Day Lavan that are used all year round? The Mishnah Lemelech in Perek Ches, Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh, Halacha Gimel, says a chiddush that the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears when he goes Lefnai Elflim on Yom Kippur have to be specially designated begadim for Yom Kippur. They cannot be the same Big Day Lavan that are used all year round. Whereas the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadik Tes, he argues on this Mishnah Lemelech and he says that any Big Day Lavan, even ones that were used all year round, are kosher for the Kohen Gadol to wear on Yom Kippur. Now from this Tosis Hashanim, according to the way the Siach Yitzchak was Medayik, that the Tosis Hashanim is only concerned about the Big Day Zov and not about the Big Day Lavan, because in case this secondary Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah, he'll be able to use the Big Day Lavan that he has from all year round, this would be mashmar like the Minchas Chinuch and not like the Mishnah Lemelech. It's mashmar that he can use the Big Day Lavan that he uses all year round, and therefore it's not necessary to prepare Big Day Lavan for him in case he has to do the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. He can always use the Big Day Lavan that he has from being a Kohen Hedyot. Now we'll move on to the third din of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Isha Acheres Maskinen Loi, Shema Tomas Ishtoi, Shenemar V'chibar Ba'adoi U'Ba'ad Beisoi, Beisei Zu Ishtoi. Rabbi Yehuda says we have to designate a second wife for the Kohen Gadol, because the Pasuk says that when the Kohen Gadol brings the par, which is Mechaber for the Averis of the Kohen Gadol, it's also Mechaber for Beisoi. Beisoi is Ishtoi. So you see from the Pasuk that the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. Now even the Chacham are maskim to this, that the Kohen Gadol must have a wife, but they're not Choshesh, because they say, Im Kain Ein L'Davar Soif, once you start being Choshesh, then there's no end. Now the Gvur Sari has two shilas about this din of Beisoi Zu Ishtoi, the din that the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. The first shaila is this din ma'akev in the Hechshir Avodah? If a Kohen Gadol will do Avodah and he does not have a wife, will that make the avodah possible? Or is it only a din l'chatchila that the Kohen Gadol should have a wife, but b'diavad the avodah will be kosher even without it? And his second shaila is, on the side that it's not ma'akiv, that b'diavad the avodah is kosher even if the Kohen Gadol does not have a wife, what will happen if the Kohen Gadol's wife will die? So according to the Chachamim, they hold that we do not designate a second wife for the Kohen Gadol because ain't lo davar saif. But what happens if the Kohen Gadol's wife does actually die and he doesn't have a second wife? In On Yom Kippur, the din is that he cannot marry a second wife. This is discussed later on in Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Beis. Tosfos over there discusses what's the problem with getting married to a second wife on Yom Kippur. But al kaponim, if the Kohen Gadol is left without a wife, so what's the din? Do we say that we bring in the second Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol that was Muchan Tachtov, he's going to do the Avodah because the first Kohen Gadol does not have a wife? And even though, like we quoted from Rashi, the main reason why we designate the second Kohen Gadol is in case the first one becomes Tomei, that's the Iker Chash, but perhaps Einachanami, for this reason also, in case the Kohen Gadol's wife dies, that would be enough to bring in the second Kohen Gadol. Or do we say no, since b'diyeved avodah is kosher, even with a Kohen Gadol who doesn't have a wife, so we'll use the original Kohen Gadol, we won't use the replacement Kohen Gadol. That's the second shiloh of the Gvura Sari. Now he brings it right to his first shiloh, whether b'diyeved, an avodah which is done by a Kohen Gadol without a wife, is kosher or not. From the Gemara later on in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, which we mentioned before, the Gemara over there says that the second Kohen Gadol does not need prisha. It's meduik in the Lashon of the Mishnah that says maskinon, it doesn't say mafrishin. And the Gemara says, you see from here that prisha is not ma'akev. And therefore we are not machayev the second Kohen Gadol to do prisha, because even if he ends up doing the avodah, b'dievet it's kosher even without prisha. And from here the Gvura Sari proves, legabri the shayla, about an avodah without a wife, that it must be that it's possible even b'diyeved. Because we see from the Gemara that we do not go out of our way to make takonos for a chashash, which is anyways kosher b'diyeved. Just like the Gemara says legabe prisha, we are not mechayev prisha from the second Kohen Gadol, because b'diyeved his avodah will be kosher without prisha. So why is it that we look to make a takona to separate a second wife for the Kohen Gadol? If b'diyeved his avodah would be kosher even without a wife, we wouldn't look to make any takona. And from the Mishnah we see, both according to Behuda and according to the Chachamim, Be'esim we would look to make a takana to separate a second wife. The only reason the Chachamim argued under Behuda is because they said, Ein ledavar soif. But why Bechlal would it be necessary to make a takana if anyways the Avodah would be kosher even if he does not have a wife? And from here you see that B'dievet his Avodah would be possible if he doesn't have a wife. That's the Raya of the Gvura Sari. However, L'maisa the Gvura Sari says that we can say a Svara to be Matcha this Raya. And that is that the din prisha is fundamentally different than the din basic zu'ishtai. And he says the din prisha is a mitzvah that the Kohen Gadol should do prisha 7 days before he does the avodah. A Kohen Gadol who does the avodah without prisha is mevatel this mitzvah. However, it does not affect his avodah bechlal. Avodah which is done by a Kohen Gadol who had prisha or a Kohen Gadol who did not have prisha is no different. All it is that he was mevatel the mitzvah before Yom Kippur, that he was supposed to do prisha and he didn't do it. But it doesn't change the avodah bichlal. Whereas the din basic zu'ishtoi, even if we'll assume that it's only l'chatchila and not b'diyeved, but the din l'chatchila is that avodah Yom Kippur should be done with a Kohen Gadol who has a wife. If it's done with a Kohen Gadol who does not have a wife, there's something lacking in the avodah. Even though it's not possible b'diyeved, but l'chatchila, the avodah should be done in this manner. So in other words, prisha is not a din in the avodah, it's a din on its own. Whereas the din of basic zu'ishtai, that's a prat, that's a detail in how the avodah is supposed to be done. And therefore, even though the Gemara does say that lagavi the din prisha, since it's not ma'akev, so we will not be mechayev prisha from the second Kohen Gadol. However, lagavi the din of basic zu'ishtai, since there will be a chesaron in the avodah, if it ends up being done by a Kohen Gadol who does not have a wife, perhaps over there we would make a takana to separate a second wife from the Kohen Gadol, even though b'diyeved, the avodah would be kosher if the Kohen Gadol does not have a wife. Now lagavi the etzem shayla of the Gvura Sari, whether it's ma'akev or not, it would seem to be that this is already a machlokes in Rishonim. The Lashon of the Meiri says, "I'efshar lavoid avodas hayoyim elo b'koyin gadol nosui." The Lashon is that he cannot do avodah unless he is married. That's mashma that b'diyeved avodah will be possible if he's not married. The Lashon also of Rabbeinu El Yakim is one of the limited number of Rishonim that we have on Yuma. It's a pirush on the entire Maseches Yuma. He usually learns the sugya al derech Rashi, and he often has important haysofas. But he says over here, his lashon is that if the kohen gadol does not have a wife, lo yehei roi la'avodah. Here also it's mashma that b'diavad it will be possible. And this is the way the Gvuras Avi himself comes out l'maskana, that the din basis of ishtoi is ma'akiv. However, on the other hand, the Tosis Yishanim over here in the sugya is muchach not like this. He says in Dibur HaMaskel, Shema Thomas Ishtoi, that the second kohen gadol, even according to Yehuda, we do not require him to have a second wife. And he says, since the din, basically Zu Ishtoi, is not ma'akiv b'diyeved, so we don't go so far to be mafresh a second wife for the second kohen gadol. Now the Tosis HaRosh as well says, like the Tosis Yishanim, that it's not ma'akiv b'diyeved. As a general rule, in Meseches Yuma, the Tosis HaRosh is similar to the Tosis Yishanim, and not to the Tosis that we have on the Amud. But Al-Kopanim, both the Tosis Yishanim and the Tosis HaRosh, as well as the Ritva also in Yuma is usually similar to the Tosis HaRosh and the Tosis Yishanim, so they all say that the Din Beis Yisru Ishta is not Ma'akiv. So Al-Kopanim, back to the original Shiloh, if the wife of the Kohen Gadol will die, and according to the Chacham, there is no second wife, so if you hold like the Gvura Sari, whose Maskana is that Beis Yisru Ishta is Ma'akiv, and like we said, the Me'iri and Rabbeinu Yochanan are Mashm like that, so surely you'll use the second kohen gadol. There's no option of using the first kohen gadol because his avodah would be possible. However, the shaila remains, according to the Tosis Yishanim and the Tosis HaRosh and the Ritva, that b'di'evad the avodah of the kohen gadol is kosher even if he doesn't have a wife. So what would happen if the kohen gadol's wife dies and he doesn't have a second wife? Would we say to bring the second kohen gadol? Or do we say, since b'di'evad, the first kohen gadol is still ready to do avodah, his avodah is kosher b'di'evad, so we'd rather do that avodah with the original kohen gadol? Now, Tosis in the Sugyo, he does not address these Shilohs Mefurish. He doesn't address what's the din if b'di'evad it's ma'akev, or what happens if the Kohen Gadol's wife dies, who will do the Avodah, the original Kohen Gadol, or the replacement. However, perhaps there is a ray from Tosis. Tosis in Dibur HaMaskel v'Chachamim Oimrim, he starts out with the Kasha, that the Chachamim in our Mishnah say to Rabbi Yehuda, that if you're going to be Choshish, that his wife is going to die, ain la davar soif. And Tosis asks from the Gemara in Yevamos, over there, the Gemara seems to say, "Lemisa dechada chayshinon letrei loychayshinon." We're choshish that one person will die, but we don't go so far to say that two people are going to die. Why is that not a stira to that which the Chachamim and our Mishnah say ain ledavar soif? So Tosis says two terutzim. The first terutz he says is that the chashash misa in our Mishnah is much less probable than the chashash misa in the Gemara in Yevamos. And therefore, here the Chacham tell Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to go so far to be choshish for something which is so improbable, then already we should go further and say that maybe the second wife will die and ain l'davar soif. Whereas the Gemara in Yevamos, which is a reasonable possibility, there the Gemara says misa dechad chayshinan l'trei loy chayshinan. That's the first teretz of Tosfos, and the second teretz of Tosfos says that in our Mishnah, the chashash that the Kohen Gadol's wife will die, that's a chashash which is very chomer. Tosfos says it's kaparas kol Yisrael tluya bezeh. The kapara of all of Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur is dependent on it, and therefore here the Chachamim tell Rabbi Yehuda for something which is so chomer. Once you begin to be chayshish, then there's no end. Whereas the chashash in Yevamos is not something which is so chomer. There we say misa dechad chashinon letrei loy chashinon. So the lashon of Tosfos is that kaparas kol Yisrael tluya bezeh. That would be mashma, that if the wife of the Kohen Gadol dies, then the whole Klal Yisrael will not have that kapara. And therefore Tosfos says it's something which is very chomer, and the Chachamim say, ain ledavar soif. However, we'll see that from the end of Tosfos, perhaps we see otherwise. In the end, Tosfos asks a kasha from the Gemara later on in Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara over there asks, what's the pshat in the Shitas Chachamim in the Mishnah, that legabe the Misa of the Kohen Gadol's wife, they say, ain ledavar soif. However, legabe tuma, the chashash that maybe the kohen gadol will become tamei, and therefore we separate a second kohen gadol. Here we don't say that maybe we should be choshish the second kohen gadol will also become tamei, and we should have to designate a third and a fourth. Why over here don't we say ein ledavar soif? That's the Gemara's kasha later on in Daf Yud Gimel. And Tosfos asks that lechera, based on what Tosfos just said, we could have a simple teretz to this kasha. Legabe the misa of the wife of the kohen gadol, there the chacham say ein ledavar soif, like Tosfos explained, because kaparas kol Yisrael tluya bezeh. However, legabe the chashash tuma, this Tosfos says is a chashash ba'alma ki mistama yimtzu harbe shiyu ruin la'avida. This is not a chashash chomer that we might end up without a kapara for Klal Yisrael, because there's surely many kohanim who are tahar, they could always take over and do the avida of the kohen gadol. So here, the chacham don't say ein ledavar soif, because this is not a chashash chomer. Only by the misa of the kohen gadol's wife, which kaparas kol Yisrael tluya bezeh, there the chacham hold ein ledavar soif. And the Masha asks that Tosis seems to be a Pella. If Tosis says, Mistama Yimtsu Harbet Shiyu Ruin La Aveda, that there are many other Kohanim who are ready to do Aveda, so why is it that by the Misa of the Kohen Gadol's wife, do we say Kaparas Kol Yisrael Tliya Bezeh, that it's a Chashash Chomer, but the same reasoning applies. We can easily find someone else, a different Kohen who does have a wife, that he should do the Aveda. So there's nothing to worry about Kaparas Kol Yisrael. What's the difference? That which Tosfos says that we could find a kohen who's not tamei, we could just as easily find a kohen who has a wife. That's the Mashal's kasha, and the Kanya Re'im explains no. That Tosfos doesn't mean when he says kaparas kol yisrael tlui bezeh that the kohen will be posel and not ready for the aveda if he doesn't have a wife. Rather, Tosfos means that he will do the aveda even if his wife dies and he does not have a wife. He's still ready to do the Aveda, and we'll use this Kohen Gadol, we won't find a replacement. And then Kaparis Kol Yisrael Tlui Bezeh, meaning to say, there'll be something lacking in the Kapara of all of Klal Yisrael. If the Aveda is done with the Kohen Gadol who does not have a wife, so it will be kosher, but it's still not Lechatchila. That Tosfos explains the Chachamim hold is a Chashash Chomer, and therefore they say, in Ladover Soif. Masha'inkin Legabe Tuma, there if a Kohen Gadol becomes Tomei, so he's surely possible to do the Aveda, will bring someone else, there we don't say Kaparas Kol Yisrael Tlui Bezeh, because the Aveda will be done by a different Kohen, he'll become the Kohen Gadol, and then the Aveda will be done Lechatchila. So therefore Tuma is not a Chashash Chomer, we can always find someone else to do the Aveda. Now from the way the Kani Re'im learns Tosfos, we have a Raya how Tosfos held Legabe both of the Shilas of the Gvura Sari. Firstly, he understands Tosfos to be saying that b'di'eved avodah is kosher even if the Kohen Gadol does not have a wife. And secondly, we see that Tosfos holds, if the Kohen Gadol's wife will die, we will use the Kohen Gadol, we won't find a replacement. We'll use him even though he does not have a wife, since b'di'eved his avodah is kosher. This is what Tosfos means, that kaparas kol yisrael tlui bezeh, this is the chashash chomer, that it will end up that the Kohen Gadol will do the avodah even though he doesn't have a wife, and that's not lechatchila. So to summarize, Legabe, the first shaila of the Gvura Sari, we have a Machlokes Rishonim, the Me'iri and Rabbeinu Al-Yakim, and this is how the Gvura Sari himself comes out. They hold that basically Zewishli is Ma'akev, and on the other side we have the Tosfos Hashanim, the Tosfos Arosh, and the Ritva who hold that basically Zewishli is not Ma'akev. And Legabe, the second shaila, on the side that it's not Ma'akev, will we find a replacement Kohen Gadol? The way the Kani Re'im learns Tosfos, Tosfos holds that we will not find a replacement Kohen Gadol, the original Kohen Gadol will do the Avodah. Now, as far as the din basing zu ishtoi, the Gvura Sari has another shaila. When exactly the din of basing zu ishtoi applies? This pasuk is referring to the par that the Kohen Gadol brought on Yom Kippur to be mechaper for himself and for bnei beisai. The lashon of the pasuk is v'hikriv aron as par achatos asher loy v'chiper ba'adayu ba'ad beisai. And from here, we learn that the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. Now, the Gvura Sari asks, this din that he has to have a wife while he's doing the avodah, is that only while he's being makriv this par that's coming to be mechaper for him and his family, then he has to have a wife? Or, throughout the entire avodah of the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol must have a wife, not only for the avodah of the par. And the yisoid of the shaila is, when the Torah says, v'chibur ba'adyu ba'ad beisoy, is the Torah just coming to be makbid, that we want this par to be mechaper not only for him, but for his wife as well? And therefore, obviously, he has to have a wife. Or, does the Torah really want that all the Avodah of Yom Kippur be done by a Kohen Gadol who has a wife? Just how does the Torah tell this to us? How does the Torah reveal to us this din, that the Kohen Gadol needs to have a wife, by telling us that the par is mechaper for him and his wife? From that we understand that obviously he has a wife. But not that the Torah was only makbid by the par any more than any other Avodah. That's the suffix of the Gvura Sari. Now the Rambam seems to be a raya to one of these tzadim. In the beginning of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, he lists all the karbonos that are brought on the day of Yom Kippur. There are a total of 15 karbonos. And in Halacha Beis over there, he says, Avodas kol chamesha sri behemos elu hakrevim b'yoyim zeh enei elo b'koyin gadol b'lvad. All these karbonos have to be brought by the Kohen Gadol. And he continues, Hakol osui b'koyin gadol nosui shenemar v'chibur ba'adoy u'ba'ad beisoy beisoy zu ishtoy. All of these karbonis have to be brought by a Kohen Gadol who's married, as the pasuk says, v'chibur ba'adayu ba'ad beisoy. The Rambam seems to clearly go like this tzad, that the din that the Kohen Gadol must have a wife, that's not only during the hakrova of the par, rather during all of the avodas hayoyim. Now let's go back to Tosfos that we mentioned before. The lashon of Tosfos is that kaparas kol yisrael toli buzeh. The kapara of all of Klal Yisrael is dependent on the Kohen Gadol having a wife. Now, the chayra, this seems to be a raya to the shaila of the Gvura Sari. Tosfos seems to be saying that the kapara of all of Klal Yisrael is dependent on the Kohen Gadol having a wife, not just the hechsher of the par. However, this would be dependent on what exactly Tosfos means kaparas Klal Yisrael toli b'zeh. The way we learned originally, which is the pashtus, the lashon of Tosfos, is that Tosfos is saying that if the Kohen Gadol does not have a wife, then the Kohen Gadol will not be able to do the avodah; it will pass on his avodah b'diavad. And if this is what Tosfos means, then really there is no raya to the Gevurah Sariz Shaila. Because if the chash is that the Kohen Gadol's wife will die, and we won't be able to refine a replacement Kohen Gadol, and this Kohen Gadol will not be able to do the Avodah, because his Avodah is possible even with the Eved, so even if you say that really the whole din of Beis Yizu Ishtai is just referring to the par, but once we're not able to be makriv the par, the din is that all of the karbonis of Yom Kippur are ma'akiv zeh. If you're not able to be makriv the par, then you're not able to be makriv the soyer, which is mechaper for the rest of Klal Yisrael either. So then there would be no raya. Really, Tosfos could mean that the psul Beis Yizu Ishtai is only a psul from being makir of the par. But once he can't be makir of the par because he's psul for avodah if he doesn't have a wife, then kaparas Kol Yisrael is also totally in this. He won't be able to bring the other karbonis as well. However, if you look like the Kani Re'im, he understands Tosfos that really the Kohen Gadol will do the avodah even if he doesn't have a wife. His avodah is not possible, it's only l'chatchil that he needs a wife, and if his wife dies, we'll allow him to do the avodah, and we won't even try to refine the replacement. If so, Tosfos is saying, kaparis kol yisrael toli b'zeh, that he'll do the avodah, but it won't be done l'chatchil, there'll be something lacking in the avodah, then l'chair we do have a right to the Gevurah Sariz Shaila. Why does Tosfos say kaparis kol yisrael will be lacking? If the din basic zu ishtay is only while he's being makir of the par, so the avodas apar, which is coming to be mechaper for him, that will be lacking. But why should the rest of Klal Yisrael's kapara be lacking? As long as he's able to be makir of the par, then afterwards he could also be makir of the sarer as well. And when he's makir of the sarer, there's no din even the chatchila for him to have a wife. So from Tosfos there would be a raya that basically zewishtig is not only during the akravas apar, rather throughout the avodah of the day, and therefore kaparas Klal Yisrael toli b'zeh, there'll be something lacking in the kapara of all of Klal Yisrael. If the Kohen Gadol does Avodah without a wife. Now we'll move on to the Gemara at the bottom of the Omud. The Gemara makes a drasha from the Pasuk, Kasher Oso B'yem Hazeh Tziva Hashem Lasois L'chaper Aleichem Lasois Elu Maise Paro L'chaper Elu Maise Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara continues, how do you know that Lasois is referring to Paro? And the Gemara says, because it says Loshon of Tziva, and now we find by Paro Adumo, so Tziva tells us that Lasois is referring to a Parah Aduma. On that, the Gemara continues later on Amud Beis, Eima Tziva de Karbonis. We also find the Lashon of Tziva by all Karbonis, by Yom Tzavois Yes B'nei Yisrael. So maybe Tziva Hashem Lasois is not referring to Parah Aduma, rather to all Karbonis, and there will be a Din Prisha before Kain is Makir of a Karbon. Now Rashi at the top of the Amud, Dibar Maschel Eima Tziva de Karbonis, Rashi says, "Lahatzirch kol koyin ha'oved b'migdash prisha lekarbonis tzibur." Rashi says the havmina would be that before he's makir of a carbon tzibur, that's when there would be a din prisha for a koyin. The Ritva points this out as well. He says the pasha says that prisha would only be before a hakrava of a carbon tzibur, just like by the meluim where they were makir of carbonis tzibur. However, further down, when the Gemara is discussing the drosh of Lechaper, Lechaper we learned means before Yom Kippurim, here also the Gemara has a tzad to say, maybe Lechaper should be before he's makir of any carbon. Like the Gemara says, Eima kapara de karbonis. Now here, Rashi explains differently. Rashi, Dibur Maschel, Eima kapara de karbonis, he says, Kegoin karbonis yochid, diksiv behem bekam mekoimis v'chiper alov hakoyin. He explains at this point of the Gemara had a havamina that you should need prisha before the kapara of karbonis yachid. The Gevurah Sariz points out why before Rashi explained the Gemara karbonis tibor, and here Rashi switches that the havamina to need prisha before hakrovas karbonis, Rashi says is by a karbon yachid. Now, enechanami, by a karbon yachid, there is a pasuk of lechaper, but the Gevurah Sariz asks, we also find by karbonis tibor a lashon of lechaper. By the sirim that were brought on the Mayadim and the Rosh Chodesh, there the pasuk says that they're coming to be mechaper. So why does Rashi learn the havmin of the Gemara, that kapara is referring to karbonis, that we're talking about karbonis yachid? Why doesn't Rashi say karbonis tibor just like he explains earlier? This kasha the Gevurah Sariz asks, the Rishash, as well as other achrainim. This is one kasha. However, there's a further kasha. In the Gemara's Teretz, when the Gemara asks the kasha imba kapara de karbonis, the Gemara answers, mi adinon hai koyin misrami de boy le prisha. Rashi explains, what does this mean? He says, v'haloi al yidei payis hayu oivdim. We don't know beforehand which kohen is going to do the avodah that we should require prisha from him, because it was decided through a pious which kohen will do the avodah. So we can't be mechayev prisha if we don't know who's the one who's going to end up doing the avodah. So therefore, the Gemara is answering that al korchach lechaper cannot be referring to all karbonos, because we don't know who's going to do the avodah. Rather, it's referring to avodah Yom Kippur. There, we know that the kohen gadol is going to be the one to do the avodah. So there, the pasuk could be telling us that he needs prisha. Now, on the side of the Gemara, the Hagoyis of Rabbi Cheskel Landau, the Noi Debi Yehuda, he asks Akasha on this Rashi from later on in Daf Chov Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there says, after the Mishnah describes all the paisas and how many kohanim did the avodah, the Mishnah concludes, "Bamed dvar mamurim bekarbonis tzibur, avol bekarbon yochid imrotza lahakriv makriv." The Rashi over there explains the Mishnah to mean that by a karbon yochid there's no paisas. Only by a karbon tzibur we divide the avodah to many kohanim and we do it through a pais. But by a karbon yochid one kohen could do it, and there's no din to do it through a pais. And if so, the Noi Debi Yehuda asks, Rashi, who in Er Gemara learnt the kasha of Eima Kapara de Karbonis means that Prisha should be before a Karbon Yochid, how could the Gemara answer, Mi Adinon Hayin Kohen Misrami? And Rashi explains that means because it was done through a pious, so we can't know who's going to do the Avodah. Rashi himself later on Daf Chavav explains the Mishnah that by a Karbon Yochid there are no piouses. So there are a few Mahalchim in the Achronim to answer these kashas. Firstly, the Pnei Yeshua, he says in Mahalach to answer both of these kashas. He says, when Rashi explains the Gemara's kasha, Eima kapara de karbonis, kegoin karbonis yachid, Rashi doesn't mean only karbonis yachid and not karbonis tzibur. Rashi means even karbonis yachid. Since we find the lashon of v'chiper by karbon yachid as well, so when the Gemara now has a havmina, Eima kapara de karbonis, then Prisha would be even before karbon yachid. Rashi means a karbon yachid, but surely kol shekein a karbon tzibur. The Pnei Yeshua says it's not shaykh to say that a karbon yachid would need prisha and a karbon tzibur wouldn't. Rashi means even a karbon yachid. And with that he explains the teretz of the Gemara, mi adinon hay kohen misrami, he says, ein echanami a karbon yachid, Rashi holds, does not have paisis. But a karbon tzibur does have paisis, and the Gemara means to say that by a karbon tzibur where there are paisis, there it's not shaykh for there to be a din prisha. And once a carbon tzibur doesn't have prisha, then kol shekein a carbon yachid does not have prisha, because a carbon yachid can't be more chomer than a carbon tzibur. So even in a chanami by a carbon yachid, it is possible the inyan of prisha. It's shaykh to know beforehand who's going to do the avodah, because it was not done through paisis. However, if a carbon tzibur does not need prisha, then surely a carbon yachid does not need prisha. That's the way the Pnei Yeshua answers these kashas on Rashi. Now the Rishash, as well as the Netziv in the Sefer Meroimei Sodeh, they explain what was Rashi's hechrich when the Gemara asks Eima kapara de karbonis. What was Rashi's hechrich to say it means karbon yachid? And they explain because the Gemara eventually answers don in davar shekavu loizman midavar shekavu loizman lafuke karbonis to call yoma isnehu. We'd rather learn from the miluim, which is kavu loizman, to Yom Kippur, which is kavu loizman, as opposed to learning to other karbonis, which are not kavu loizman. They're brought all the time. Now, if the Gemara would have meant Eima kapara de karbonis, that it means karbonis tibur, because we find the lashon of lechaper by karbonis tibur, those karbonis tibur which say lechaper, like the seirei reish chodesh or the seirei regalim, those are kavu leizman. So the Gemara would not have a teretz that we want to learn to something which is kavu leizman. So clearly, the Gemara meant that we're talking about a karbon yachin and not a karbon tibur. This is how they explain the hechrich of Rashi. To explain that here karbonis mean karbonis yachid and not karbonis tibur, and this will be not like the Pnei Yeshua. According to this pshat, when the Rashi says karbonis yachid, he means dafka karbonis yachid, and the Gemara at this point was not asking from karbonis tibur. So this answers the first kasha on Rashi, why he switches and he learns differently than he learns before. However, the kasha of the Noi Debi Yehuda, that if we're talking about karbonis yachid, what's the Gemara's teretz mi adinan hay kohen misrami? Rashi later on says that there was no pious by a karbon yachid. That kasha remains shver. However, the Noi Debi Yehuda here sends us to what he writes later on in Daf Chavov, and there the Noi Debi Yehuda says that the Mishnah means by a karbon yachid imrotza lahakriv makriv, meaning to say that the baal karbon could choose any kohen he wants to be makriv his karbon. He does not have to do a pious. The baal karbon has the rights to choose. However, the Noi Debi Yehuda says, what happens if the baal karbon brings his karbon and does not tell us which kohen he wants to be makriv his karbon? Then ein echanami, there will be a pious. The same reason there was a pious by a carbon tzibur, so that there should not be a fight amongst the kainim who's makir of the carbon, so to a carbon yachid, when the baal carbon did not tell us which kain should be makir of it, here also will decide through a pious. Now since sometimes a carbon yachid was done through a pious, therefore the Gemara has a good teretz, miyadin and haikayin misrami, in the cases when the baal carbon did not tell us who should be makriv. And in those cases it's done through a pious, there we cannot possibly have known who's going to be makriv it, and therefore there cannot be prisha, so the pasuk must not be referring to a carbon yachid. The Chaznish says a similar mahaloch, and he says the difference between a carbon tzibor and a carbon yachid is that by a carbon tzibor there was a takana always to have a pious. By a carbon yachid, there was no such takana. But if a few kainim wanted to do the avodah, then we would do a pious. So therefore the Gemara has a good teretz, miyadin and haikayin misrami, since sometimes there was a pious, so it's not shayach to be mechayif prisha before a hakrava of a carbon yachid. Now the mitzvah eisen over here, he changes the girsa of Rashi. Rashi that says, v'haloi al yidei pious hayu oivdim, he changes it, that Rashi is saying, loy al yidei pious hayu oivdim, it was not done through a pious. Al derech Rashi says on Daf Chavav that by a carbon yachid there was no pious. Now what does this girsa mean? Why is the fact that it was not done through a pious a reason that there cannot be prisha? So lechar he means to say al derech what the Sfasemes says. The Sfasemes is bothered by even if there would be a pious, why is that a reason that we can't have prisha? We could always do the pious 7 days before the time that the avodah is supposed to be done. So we'll know beforehand which kohen is going to do the avodah, and then he could do prisha for 7 days. So just because something is done through a pious, that's not a reason why we can't have prisha. And according to the mitzvah eson, this is exactly what Rashi is saying. That bishlama, if a carbon yachid was decided through a pious, then we could do like the Sfasema says, we'll make the pious 7 days before, then the kohen will be pirish, and then he'll be makir of the carbon. However, since the carbon yachid was not decided through a pious, how was it decided? When the baal carbon came to bring his carbon, so on the spot he told us which kain he wants to do the avodah for him. So since there's no way of knowing beforehand which kain is going to end up doing the avodah, because it's decided on the spot through the baal carbon, then it's not shaykh to have prisha. So this is exactly what Rashi is saying. Since it was not done through a pious, like Rashi learns later on in Daf Chavav, that a carbon yachid was decided by the baal carbon and not through a pious, therefore it's impossible to be mechayev prisha.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.